Hello, boys and girls, and welcome to the new Podketeer, featuring the most recent news about Disneyland toys and collectibles and recent insights about everything Disney. With multiple weekly trips to the park, we have the newest info right from the mouse's mouth. And now, without further delay, here is your host, that Disney nut himself, Mark Tanner.
Hey, boys and girls, we got some really special news for you here on Podketeer. My daughter Allison and I are going to be at Walt Disney World the first week in March. It's our second trip. Actually, it's her third trip, my second trip, to Walt Disney World. It's been 10 years since we've been there, and we're going to be there for a week. We're going to be staying at the Animal Kingdom Lodge. I don't want to give you my name because of the, well, you can understand the issues out here with giving your name out. But if you tell them you're looking for the Podketeer podcast, I'll leave some information at the desk so they will put you in touch with me if you give them that information. So if you happen to be a follower of the podcast and you give them that information, they'll put you in touch with me. And maybe we can get together when we're out at the park and stop and have lunch or something. So, like I say, that's the first time we've been there in 10 years. There's a lot of changes to the park since we were there last. My favorite ride when we were there was probably the Great American Movie Ride, I think it's called. And I don't know if it's the same one, but the one with Ellen DeGeneres as the host. I had a lot of fun on those rides while we were there. But I know there's been a lot of changes to the parks in 10 years, so we're going to be having a lot of fun out there. I'm really looking forward to going on the Expedition Everest ride. And so we're going to have a great time. I'm getting a little older. I was 10 years younger when we were out here last time, so we'll see how I can make it around there. I've got a little bit of a disability, but we'll make it. If you have a family member who is a cast member, it's a shame not to go to these parks because they give you such a great deal. You get half price on the hotels. You get free admission to the parks. So you can't pass this up. I'll tell you, you really can't pass this up. Because it's a great deal. This Animal Kingdom Lodge is normally $340 a night. And we're staying 7 days. With 7 days, including, park admission, like I say, and everything else, airfare and a whole schmear, it's costing us $2,000. You just cannot pass it up. My wife hates Disneyland. I hate to admit that as a Disneyland podcaster, but my wife just is not much into Disney. It's been something I've been into, my whole life. I've loved Disney. I've been going to Disneyland since I was a little tiny kid, and a friend of mine's aunt was the director of entertainment, I think it was. She hired all the entertainment for Disneyland, and she used to get us in for free. So from the time I was about 12 or 13 on till I was about 17, when my friend and I lost touch with each other, we used to get in for free, and every summer that's where we lived. So I've, pretty much grown up at Disneyland. So I just can't get away from the park. I've been an annual pass for 10 years. And pretty much of this is old news for anybody that's been listening to the podcast. But I figure there might be some new entrants to the podcast here since we've changed over our audio system. We're actually sounding a little better, I think. If you like how we sound, or you don't like how we sound, or you have any ideas for how we could sound better, please let me know. And I'm going to stop rattling on here, and I'm going to go on with the rest of the podcast. We've got some interesting audio from different things there right before Christmas that we recorded and so forth. And like I said, be sure to check out the podcast in the second or third week of March there and check out what we picked up from the trip that we made to the Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom and so forth there in Florida. Take care. Have a wonderful January. And hope you had a wonderful Christmas. Take care. And we're out and on with the rest of the podcast. I'll tell you, one of the nice things that we look forward to every year is the Disneyland cast member family party. It's a little bit different every year. You know, they have a few similar things. They give away an ornament and pins and different assorted cast member exclusive things that they sell in the tent back by the back where they have Santa and his reindeer back there. And it's pretty neat. But it's one of the really nice things that they do for the cast members. You know, they don't make a lot of money, so they make it up by little special things like this, and it's really swell. We have a great time. Look forward to it every year. So we've taken a little bit of audio that we recorded at the Disneyland cast member party. So here is something you might not be able to hear at every podcast, but quite a few of the podcasts have cast member friends, so you may hear some of this, but hopefully this is something a little bit different. So take care and listen up.
I'm out here on Main Street and it's fixing to snow. The castle's changing to the icicle mode. Yep, it's reportedly snowing, although from where we're at, we can't really see it. Okay, there it is. Hey, there's some bear from Song of the South. I forget his name. Brer Bear? Brer Bear and Brer Fox. They're out here in the middle of Main Street watching it snow. Yeah, that looks pretty cool. The castle looks gorgeous. I gotta hire them to do my house. Allison, I wanna hire them to do my house.
Okay, go ahead.
Wonder what that costs. Alright, we're going back into watch store here, I guess. I don't think we're ever gonna actually make it into the park. We're still here on Main Street. My daughter has to go into every shop and say hello to everybody. So we're never going to make it in there. But I guess that's what the holidays are about. All right, well, we finally made it off of Main Street. And now we're over here in Frontierland in front of the Shooting Exposition. Looks like the Mark Twain shut down tonight. They got a dock there at the dock. So we're making our way over to the tent where they have all the goodies. See what they got for sale this year. they're not playing Christmas music over here. This place is empty.
We can get our picture done and nobody waits. Oh, yeah,
there's not too many. But, do you want your picture taken with Mrs. Woody or whatever her name is?
No, yeah.
Jessie.
My name is Jessie.
Her name is Jessie. She was a shoulder. But that was 20 years ago when there used to be a show. All right. That looks like a lonely job.
There's no one in line.
That's why I said that looks like a lonely job. The guy in front of the... what the heck is the name of that ride?
Big Thunder Mountain.
Standing there in his cowboy gear and there's nobody around. Oh no, the French fry wagon's shut down. No French fries? I don't know if I could go a night at Disneyland without French fries.
Yeah.
They've had them there for quite a while. We're making our way around the backside here.
I haven't been on that ride in a long
time. Let's see some Christmas lights back there.
Santa's Reindeer Roundup. Just off the trail. Just off the trail.
Santa's Reindeer Roundup.
Reindeer.
Now they don't have the cow with the Mickey spot anymore, right? He died?
I don't know.
I think. He used to have a cow in here that had one of those black spots and looked very much like Mickey Mouse. And the rancher sold them to Disney. But I think he passed on, as I recall, reading. Alright, looks like they've got a photo thing set up down here by the reindeer roundup. Lots of Christmas lights. Alright, they got all the goodies set up back here at Big Thunder Ranch. There's the reindeers. All right, so we're in line here to for something.
Why are we going this way today?
I don't know. Yeah, that's the thing to go see Santa Claus there. I don't think we want to.
Sorry.
No offense to Santa, but I think we'll leave Santa for the little ones.
Look at those guys over there chilling.
Looks like a big goat. Reindeer looks like he's got a headache. All right, we're backstage here in the little tent where they got all the cast member junk.
Next!
Let's see.
The 2006 one. In case you forgot it last year.
Yeah, that's the 2006 shirt. Or at least it's the same.
Mm-hmm. This 2006
one. See, this is why I wanted to get back here earlier. Most of the stuff sold out already. All the shot glasses. All they got left is a vase.
Same
thing for $2. Enjoy.
$28.55.
They got black shirts. Hey, they got them 3X. Yeah, they're ugly little sweatshirts. Yeah. Might even fit me.
You said the same thing.
Hey, scarves. Which are the scarves? $10.
Not too bad.
Yeah, three colors. Okay.
I think this is cuter than yours, though.
Get it. It's only $10.
What's on this one? This one's cuter.
Get it.
Yeah.
What's the shot glass say on it? Well, they can't call them shot glasses. This is Disneyland. Allison, here, give me these two things.
You can buy them.
It's cast member exclusive stuff.
Doesn't matter, you can still buy them.
Oh, okay. Does it say... So the moose itself doesn't say anything, just a pin. Yeah. Oh, that's cute. What the heck? It's only money.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, Daddy.
What?
Daddy.
Oh, there's somebody down there. Hello. Oh, we have pins. Do you guys still have the pins?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I want to get two of the pins.
All right.
I hope you take ATM cards. Because if you don't, I'm in big trouble.
60.93 altogether.
The pin, that seems like how much? 10, 26. I think you got something
wrong. Yeah, I think that's it.
Because this is 16 something. The shot glass is 10.
Oh, it rained in a sweatshirt.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, what did you buy?
I didn't think it was that much.
How does 3017 sound?
That sounds more like
okay.
How the heck did it ring in a sweatshirt? I was nowhere near a sweatshirt. The lanyard, the toothpick holder.
I have a feeling. Yeah. Might have scanned one of those.
I grew up in Cameron.
Which one?
That was odd. I'm gonna watch that.
I don't know.
I know. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
it back
later.
You
already bought two, so. Two for money.
Oh. Could she still get 2 more pounds? Get 2 pounds.
Yes.
Okay.
My daughter doesn't understand the value of collectibles.
Those pins are only, there's only 500 of those pins.
Those reindeer too.
Oh, the reindeer.
You want me to carry your...
Yeah, that would be nice. Thank you, Dad. The reindeer's not going to have a lot of collectability, but the pins will. 500 is a very tiny number.
Try to hook it on there, but it's not.
No, I can stuff it in here when we get someplace
out of the way. I can. When we stop and eat, we'll figure it out.
Okay. Allison, I'll give you the $12 back. There's only 500 of those pens. Huh? Really? Well, let's go find some place with Tyler. All right. Now that we've grabbed up all the goodies, we'll go eat. See, actually, your mother should go back and get 2 pins.
No. Really far is enough.
But anyway, because one of the pins is I'm going to have to hand over to somebody at work.
Why?
Don't show him.
Well, no, this is for private parties.
Tell him to give you some money.
Well, he's gonna, dear. I ain't giving it to him for free. I still got his...
We'll go back and buy it.
What's that?
Because this is a petting zoo back here.
Two more.
Oh, I already bought two. Allison bought two.
You know what?
Are they going to know what you bought?
Mom.
Well, wait. Go back.
Nah, I'm not going to worry
about
it.
You know why there's hand sanitizer there?
Because of the reindeer.
No, this is a petting zoo.
Oh.
There's some hand sanitizer there, too.
All right, so we're all done buying the stuff. Oh, there's Santa. I'm going to take a picture of Santa. It's old loose here. All right, we've come out of the catacombs back there. We're over here by Casey Jr.
What's here to eat? Holly?
Just burgers and fries and stuff. Pizza port's better. We're going over to Red Rockets Pizza Port. Find something to eat. Here, baby. Carousel. Which some people mistakenly call a merry-go-round. But it is not a merry-go-round, it is a carousel. The difference being, a carousel only has horses. And merry-go-rounds have rabbits and other stuff on them. So, now you know something you didn't know before.
I knew that.
You did not. All right, you know that, but why do you know that?
Because I know.
Because I told you. Three guesses what we're by. Let's go eat a bunch of pasta and get on the teacups.
Okay.
rides operating than I expected.
I'm really lost here. I don't even know where I am.
Small world. Go this way. We'll go around the back side of the Matterhorn and into Tomorrowland. Just follow us, dear. Allison and I, it would be very unlikely that either one of us would get lost here.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? We apologize for the inconvenience, but the Matterhorn 5 stairs are experiencing some minor technical difficulties and will not be operating for approximately 45 minutes. That is 4 or 5 minutes. If you wish to keep your place on, you may do so. Otherwise, please see a Matterhorn poster and assist you to the nearest exit. Again, we apologize for the inconvenience.
Well, they got to clean up the body parts.
Well, hey, I hope you enjoyed the little bit of cast member audio we had there from the annual family holiday party in 2007 that they had at Disneyland. And I hope you'll tune in next time here on Podcateer. And remember, we're going out of town the first week in March, and we're going to be at Disney World. So if there's a little bit of delay there at the beginning of March, that's why. So take care and have a magical Disney day. Well, that's all for tonight's show. I hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as I enjoyed making it. Please join us here each couple of weeks and see what we have to offer. And if you did enjoy it, please leave us a review on iTunes. Take care and have a magical Disney day.